Hey, hey, hey! This is Geeks by Sunny and welcome back after a very, very long hiatus of your girl, Geeks by Sunny. So today, we're actually going to talk about something quite interesting, okay? At least to me. Not to everyone, obviously. But here's the thing. The thing is, it's almost the end of the Erasmus program, in which, as I think almost everyone in the European continent, most likely, they all know what it's about. So it is a program, obviously, of doing master's program or doing just a term in one location, in one country. And the thing is, I have made a lot of friends in this Erasmus program, okay? And I think it's just a little bit sad, I think. I'm feeling a bit melancholy about it because it's been a while, and being an expat in a country, okay, even if I've stayed here for quite some time, it's quite something because, honestly, like, adult friendships are difficult, I think. I mean, I am a freaking extrovert, but the thing is, I don't know why, for some odd reasons, it's difficult to actually find your people or your person, if that's what you choose. It's difficult to, you know, to vibe with people, like, you actually vibe with. Because I don't like, I'm actually quite picky with people, with my friends, okay? I don't normally hang out with people who are, let's just say, not my vibe. You know, if you don't vibe with me, obviously, I can still hang out with you, but not in a regular, like, regular basis, you know? Yeah, and I guess I have made adult friendships this time around. It's just that it's quite difficult to see them all leave, because as I said in the first part, they're all leaving, which is tears. But I think it's quite a learning curve. It's melancholy, but I don't know, it's just really something that I never really, like, admitted to myself how difficult it is for me to actually find friends that I can actually call friends. Like, you know, they're, like, the people that I can literally call around 1 a.m. or let's just say 3 a.m. Not for anything like that. Oh, my goodness. But for, you know, for a talk or something. Time zones are quite difficult when you are all living in different parts of the world, you know? And they're obviously, as they are part of the program, they are all international students, in which they all came from different parts of the world. And it's just a little sad to say goodbye, I think. I think this is supposed to be, like, a very fun and exciting episode. Unfortunately, it is not. But, I mean, as this is my passion project, and we are always talking about, at least, most likely, about the realities of life, the realities of being an adult in different parts of your life, I guess. I mean you may be, like, in the first first stages of the 20s, and maybe you could be like in your 40s and you're still having problems with having adult friendships. Honestly, this is, I wouldn't say it's normal, because I don't think I have the capacity to even say that as of this moment, nor even the experience to even say such things. But as someone who's just literally, like, I don't know, voicing out the thoughts inside my head, as this is the thoughts, it should be like Thoughts by Keeks by Sunny, you know, not exactly like Keeks by Sunny, but anywho. Yeah, I mean, like, adult friendships is quite something. I would say, like, I'm someone who choose their friends. I mean, this is me for a reason, because I choose them. Because, well, you cannot choose your family, but you can choose your friends. I guess that's just my logic in that, you know, that's just how I think. Also, like, friends for me, like, I treat them as second family. That's how much I value my friends. I mean, I value them, like, I give them, like, a lot of quality time. Quality time for me is, like, the best thing that you could ever give to someone. Trauma. Kidding aside, but I mean, it's the reality, you know, quality time, giving them a lot of attention. I mean, not a lot, just enough, I guess, for a friend. We are not going through that. But yeah, I mean, adult friendships are very difficult. I would say so. I mean, you have to be, like, what I'm trying to say is, adult friendships is like trying to make new friends. It's not like when you were a kid in a playground, and you know how it's so easy to make friends during those days, those beautiful warm days. Wherever you are in the world, it was probably cold in a playground, but that's how I remembered mine. But yeah, I mean, you go to the playground, you talk to someone, you talk to a child, and for some odd reason, that child could actually be your best friend up until now. So, I mean, it doesn't work the same way right now with having adult friendships. It's not like, well, I guess the playground right now is equivalent to a bar, a club, or a pub. And it doesn't equate to the same thing, honestly. Like, I think you go to a pub, a club, or anything else, and you talk to someone, a very cute guy, a very cute girl, or whatever you want, and you hook up. That is not friendship. But if you do find it, please let me know. I would love to hear some thoughts about having adult friendships without hooking up at the first time you meet them. Because I know a lot of stories, like, they hooked up the first time and then they became friends. I mean, honestly, I am one of those people who believes that men and women and alike, and non-binary friends that we have, can be. And it is definitely possible to be friends with them without hooking up with them during the first meeting. You know, I mean, unless it is a Tinder date, Bumble date, Hinge date, and whatnot, you know? But what I'm trying to say is, like, that is, like, my current struggle as a 20-something living in this world. That is still something that I'm actually still struggling about. I think I would like to hear some thoughts about this in the next episode, because I know somewhere out there in this world, and we're like billions of people, somebody is struggling the same as me. You know, I mean, I'm quite an attached person. Like, when I'm attached to you, I'm attached to you. Like, same with friends. Like, which is like a little bit heartbreaking. Like, I remember there, I had a friend, he's Mexican American, and well, we didn't get to hang out the whole year per se, but I got to meet him around December. I don't remember which year it was, but anyway, we're not going into a lot of details because, you know, I still like to keep it personal and privy to my life. But anyway, yeah, I met him. I love him. He's like my gay friend. So yeah, I met him in a club, in this club where I live. And no, I don't live in a club. Oh my goodness. In this club where I normally go to. And I heard someone speaking in English. For those of you who doesn't know, I actually don't live in an English-speaking country. I live in Spain. So, yeah, there's that. And whenever I hear someone speaking English, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hear someone speaking English. And like, it excites me, I guess, because as I am an English speaker, I am trilingual. Not that you have to know about it. Anyway. Like, it excites me because, wow, like, someone speaks English. Who is that? I hear English. I would like to talk to them. So, yeah, that's what happened. I wasn't drunk. I'm just saying. I wasn't drunk when I met him. And then, like, I talked to him. I'm like, hey, welcome, la la la. And I met his friends. That is actually how I met these people, these Erasmus students that I was talking about, because of him, actually. Like, thank God I met him in that night. And it's like, I don't know, because beforehand I was actually manifesting to meet some friends that I could actually vibe with. Although, I mean, don't get me wrong, I already have friends and they are all girls. But I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try to make some new friends, you know. I mean, we are, after all, humans, and we all need people at some point, whether physical, emotional, la la la. Anyway, that's not the case. What I'm trying to say is we all need friends by the end of the day, and we all need people. So, yeah, I met him and I met his friends. He introduced me to his other friends, in which I ended up being with these friends who are already leaving me, I guess. Like, most of them are leaving me by the third quarter of this year. And it's just so sad because, like, this friend that I'm talking about, he already left me, I think, last year, last summer. And it was so horrible that during his last night here with us, I even cried. And I hate crying. I am not... Don't get me wrong. I'm, like, super into my feelings, okay? It's just that I hate crying, especially when I'm with other people. Also because, like, I think they're, like, more or less recently newfound friends during that time. And, like, crying in front of them, it was weird. I mean, at least for me, it was weird. But, like, you know, alcohol, emotions, it doesn't go very well together. And I hate it. I hate it. But yeah, I mean, that's just, I guess, the honest to goodness truth about it, about having adult friendships. And it really broke my heart. But yeah, I am trying to promise myself that when these new people, well no, they're not new, but I'm just saying, this group of people I have with me, when they leave, I will try not to cry, because that is ugly. And I am an ugly crier. It doesn't go well together. It's horrible. But yeah, that's just what I'm trying to say, I guess. Let me know in the comments below or wherever, whichever platform you would like to message me. Email, my Instagram, well, Cakes by Sonya Instagram, or Spotify, let me know if you have any experiences about adult friendships. I would like to know your story. I hope you had a great time with me today. It was great. I haven't done this for a while, and it was a very long hiatus, and it just clicked to me. I have to record this. I hope you had fun, and I hope you get to share with me your story wherever you are in this world. I hope you have a great day. Ciao!
Hey guys, if you have any comments or suggestions, please follow me on Twitter at Keeks Podcast.
Hey everyone, this has been Sunny, and you're listening to Keeks.